You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:40pm with Ollie Pimlott, Andy Holding and Rory Delaghi in the studio. We've got Fontwell, Hexham and Warwick on Friday afternoon. So an afternoon of jumps racing to look forward to there. We've got the usual Friday evening action on the all-weather as well with Card on the Tapeter at Newcastle and over in Ireland on their poly track at Dundalk. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yeah, good, thanks, Mark.
Good man. Now, we're going to look ahead to racing in the UK and Ireland on this edition of the podcast. Anybody wanting tips and selections for the Breeders' Cup, just check out Alistair Whitehouse-Jones' preview on there. He joined me to look ahead to every race at the Breeders' Cup.
So 13 Grade 1s.
Yes.
One of the most beautiful tracks you could ever wish to visit. But just in the backdrop of the San Gabriel Mountains, and they provide a wonderful atmospheric backdrop to a grand old track. It really is a fabulous place. You wouldn't believe it was so close to Los Angeles.
No, it seems quite quiet, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Anybody who hasn't seen it, check it out on Friday and Saturday night. The backdrop of the mountains by the racecourse, it's
unique.
Yeah. And Ali's give his tips for all of that, so do check that out as well. And also, if you want to watch the action for free, you can go to wh.cm/TV, or you can watch on the William Hill app. We've got live coverage on Betting TV of all of the action at the Breeders' Cup, and it's all free to air as well. You don't have to pay a penny to watch any of it. So that is good news. Do check that out on Friday and Saturday night.
Yes.
A bit close to home, Mick. We've got good action coming up this weekend on the flat and over the obstacles. Further afield as well, we've got the open meeting coming up at Cheltenham, and I saw Island Kings targeting the big race again with Anacotti.
Yeah, they're having to put water on, aren't they? It's just no rain about, Mark, is there? Which is a big worry for the jumps trainers at this time of year when they're trying to get into top gear. I'm sure it will break. It'll break with a vengeance, won't it? And the next thing we know, we'll be
waterlogged.
Underwater, yeah. But we could just do with some rain to just to keep things ticking over.
Yeah.
Yeah, Anacotti aimed at the Bet Victor on Saturday week, and he's a good horse for us, isn't he? So I think that's their plan, and he's another one, though. Could have done with a drop of rain, couldn't he?
Yeah, he could have done, yeah. And it's warming up to be a good race so far. We've got more of that in the decks at the moment. Bristol de Mai as well. Gardela Victoire in there as well.
Could be a cracker.
Yeah, really could be. On the subject of jumps as well, Mick, one horse we won't be seeing this year. He's got all the giant bolster. He's been retired.
He's been a star, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And, he's getting out in one piece, and he always gave of his best, didn't he? He was a perennial at Cheltenham, wasn't he? And, it must have been, given his connections, a lot of fun.
Yeah, placed in 3 Gold Cups, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. So, not many can say that.
No, they can't. I think that's about it, really. It's a bit of a quiet day on the news front. It'll all obviously pick up over the weekend.
Absolutely.
And with the Breeders' Cup and everything. So we won't waste too much time, Mick. Let's get stuck into Friday's action. We're going to look at four races. One from Down Royal, one from Warwick, one from Fontwell and one from Newcastle.
And so, a superstar at Down Royal, Mark.
Yes. So let's get stuck into that. The first race, 150, it's the Wicked Hurdle. Grade 2 over 2 miles. It's four runners and the superstar you're on about, Mick, must be Apple's Jade.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She's a little belter, isn't she? How she got beaten in the Triumph Hurdle, I still do not know. I mean, look what she came out and did at Aintree to the horse who beat her. 41 lengths she beat. So she turned it round by some 45 lengths in a space of a couple of weeks. And didn't just win, did she? I mean, she just looked in a different planet to them.
It's one of the most impressive jump performances I've ever seen.
She's the only mare in training who could give any power of fright.
Yeah.
And now she's changed stable, she probably
might
will.
I see that, yeah. Yeah, she'll be Gordon Elliott now, of course, because the
little
fell out with William
hiccups.
Williams.
Yes. Yeah. So, be interesting to see when they do meet. Be something to watch, won't it?
Yeah. We were also, earlier on in the week, Ivanovic Gorbatov was in this race as well, so it was going to be the fourth meeting between those two, and that was something to look forward to. What it means is we're going to have Apples Jade as a real short price favourite.
She is. I mean, she's got some, Petit Mouchoir is a solid horse. He's three times placed at grade one level, and he's got an excellent record fresh. So, but so is she, basically. So, yeah. Anyway, I'll get a good look at her backside, won't he? That's something.
So it looks like a jigging sound benefit. Apples Jade to beat Petit Mouchoir there. You can't really see My Money Kiniko or Roshan getting into it, can you, Mick?
No.
Okay, so that's the 150 at Down Royal. We don't really have to go into too much detail.
It should
be pretty easy for Apples Jade if she's teed up.
Well, and she wants to go on anybody's horses to follow list, doesn't she?
Yeah. Absolutely,
Apples Jade, alphabetical order, top one, Apples Jade.
she's a horse you latched onto quite early as well, didn't you, Mick, last year?
Yeah, I did. Loved watching her. Mm. And I was devastated when she got beaten in the tri-hurdle. And then even more devastated the way she won at Aintree. Ah, God, blimey. Mm.
So Apples Jade there at Down Royal then in the 150. On to something a little bit more competitive, the 235 at Warwick next. And this is a Class 4 handicap hurdle over 2 miles. And 10 of them in the lineup for this one. Mick, where do you want to start in there?
Yeah, quite competitive little contest this. Cartilage Prince is heads the weights with 11 stone 12. The stable continue in good form, don't they, Niall Mulholland? And he would have won last time at Wincanton, but for a last flight blunder. And... he can run off the same mark here, 115, and Noel Fairley takes over from in the saddle from Harry Cobden. I think this is an excellent chance for him to get back to winning ways. He got demoted to third. He finished second and got demoted to third, if I remember rightly. But it was the blunder at the last that basically cost him the race. So he's going to get the vote. Dangers, Coeur Tendre. Was in form before an early unseat last time, but is going the right way and shouldn't be judged too harshly on that unseat last time. The other one, interesting, is Border Brisas. Hardly looking like a winner waiting to happen, but he's often well backed, this horse. So they must think a little bit about him. And he's very interested on his handicap debut off 109. Getting a bit of weight, the four-year-old, off those two at the top. But I do think Cortland's Prince is the more solid option.
Okay, Cortland's Prince and for Mick in that one. I do apologise. I said we'd go through these in time order and I've mixed it up. I can't tell the time.
It's these clocks altering that's throwing your mark.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So we'll go to Fontwell next for the 210. And this is a Class 3 Mayor's Handicap Hurdle over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. Five of them in the lineup here, Mick. And some informed mares in there, actually.
Well, informed last time we saw them. That could be the key. The Mia Storm, 163 days since we saw Mystic Sky, 182, Mid Tech Valentine, 163. The one that's had a race recently is Culture de Sibylla, and that one's been well beaten in two handicaps, admittedly off £4 higher, or £3 higher. So the handicap has just let her go a little bit, but she's been beaten too far to me. I think it revolves around the top two, Mia Storm, who's got a fair record fresh, but does look a stiff enough mark, 127. For a handicap debut, considering the second, when she won last time at Newton Abbot Mark, the second is rated 119. Now, she may well have improved in that 163 days. It just does look a stiff mark, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, she did beat her by 11 lengths. So
yeah, I suppose she did. I suppose I'm maybe just trying to, maybe be too negative about that, but... Yeah, it didn't look like a gimme mark, that's all I meant to say, really.
Yeah.
So I'm just going for Mystic Sky. I like Lucy Wadham. And this filly's got some decent profile fresh. On the downside, she was beaten three times off lower marks prior to that win. But the day she did win, she absolutely hosed up, didn't she? Looking like an improved performer. And now she's got her head in front. She might have improved again in that interim in the break, and if she's strong in the market, I think I'd be with Mystic Sky. But I think I really do think, because we're 24 hours away from this race, I'd be guided a little bit by the market here, Mark.
Okay.
Although I'm technically going for Mystic Sky. If they didn't want her in the market, I'd go for wherever they did go.
Right. Yeah.
Because
coming back from breaks.
Them coming back from breaks, and the other one doesn't look good enough.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. So keep an eye on the market. Mystic Sky at this point, narrowly over Mia Storm for Mick. And the final race that we look at is the 350 at Newcastle. This is a handicap over a mile and a quarter. We've got nine of them in the lineup for this one, Mick. A few of these with a few more duck eggs next to the name than perhaps the trainers would like. So,
yeah, but I do think there's one being plotted up for this mark. And I think that's the top one ready. I had a spin on the turf at Doncaster the other day. Didn't run too badly either. Finished not too beaten too far in mid-div. But he's an all-weather horse, and I think I'm sure that was just to blow the cobwebs away after his break to kick-start his all-weather career. He's already won on Tapeter. He's yet to win in the 80s, but he's got plenty of solid efforts to suggest the mark's not beyond him. And I think Ivan Furtado has done a good job here in booking Lewis Edmonds to take off seven, who's been, you know, looking really good value for his seven. So that mark is going to be just reduced a little bit by the boys' claim. And I do think this is a very winnable race. I mean, you've got Woodacre, who comes here on the back of a couple of solid turf efforts, but a career best required here at the age of nine on his Tapeter debut. You know, there's reasons enough to think that might not happen. And the only other one of interest is Sun Glider, who's yet to show anything like the form he showed in Ireland when trained by Dermot Well. But on the plus side, he's dangerously well handicapped, and the O'Mara Yard are having a really good run of form, and they've put the cheap on for the first time. So I would suggest that Sun Glider would be the danger to Reddy, but I do think Reddy looks solid.
Ready then, the selection for Mick in the 350 at Newcastle. As usual, let's just have a little bit of a quick summary before you go then, Mick.
Are we in time order or the order we did them?
We'll go time order for this one.
Time order.
Hopefully your clock's better than mine.
Yeah, that's throwing me now. Right, 150 Down Royal, the star of the show, Apples J, to get her season off to a winning start in the Grade 2 WKD hurdling Down Royal at 150. In the 210, a good little mares race here, small but select field, and I do like Mystic Sky, the way she bolted up last time, and if she's strong in the market, I'd be very keen on her. In the Warwick 235, Cortland Prince would probably have won at Wincanton last time, but for that last flight blunder, and wouldn't be racing of 115 if he had won here. So, no filly taking over the inform now, Mulholland. And in our only flat race of the four, the Newcastle opener, I think Reddy's been plotted up for this with that run on the turf the other day. He's already won on Tapeter at Wolverhampton, and he's got a good £7 claimer in the shape of Lewis Edmonds to his £7 claim to help the cause.
Okay, good stuff, Mick. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Friday.
I'll certainly do my best, Mark.
There you go, the thoughts of Mick Norton on Friday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 12:40 PM with Ollie Pimlott, Andy Holding and Rory DeLaghi in the studio. Fontwell, Hexham and Warwick in the afternoon, and it's Newcastle and Dundalk in the evening. So do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.